From Yoga and Ayurveda Living, I am Kelly Marie Mills. This is The Dosha Life, a podcast for wellness seekers, curators of happiness, and lovers of healthy living. This podcast is for people interested in tools, remedies, and ancient wisdom coming from Yoga and Ayurveda. Welcome to my happy place. This is series 5. You are on Yoga and Ayurveda for detoxification. Ayurveda always recommends a spring or autumnal detoxification process. Springtime generally is best because we're coming out of the winter and moving into heat. But I like autumn because of the excess of summer. And through simple practices from Ayurveda and yoga, we can set up a space at home for our own rebalance. If it was me back in the day learning about a detox, I would tell myself to start planning now. No matter where you are in your calendar, by the time you hear this, it's a good time to start thinking and planning the adjustments ahead of time, at least if you're trying this at home on your own. If you are going to a wellness clinic, then a lot of it will be done for you, but still there will be adjustments to be made when you get home. So a plan is always good. Make a plan, Stan. And when you decide to start, give it a date and mark it in your calendar as a priority. And this organization gives you a little bit of inspiration, a jolt of prana, and time to start thinking. Because you want to do this detoxification process. For whatever reason you want to do it, make sure it's a very good one. It's good to learn why you do things that you do that create imbalance, because then you can decide if you really are so over it, or if you're still wishy-washy dally-daisy and are gonna just, see how it goes. I don't know. Maybe I'll stick it out. Maybe I won't. To be honest, I don't think that's a great way to start a detoxification process, but some people can be really surprising and they come in with a little bit of a fishy hand, not really willing to commit, and then they end up being the ones that go for the long haul. Although definitely not strictly the complete correct use of the word from Ayurveda perspective for me, I would call this purva karma, the preparation work that is recommended before pancha karma. Pancha karma is the big production of Ayurveda. It's quite famous. And it translates basically into the five actions to help rebalance the five elements in our body by correct activation of our three doshas. It's a lot of numbers there. But we're not going to go into that theater today. Because it's vast, Panchakarma is huge, and it's super interesting. It's nothing that I offer. It's really a specialist avenue. If you do want to know where you can get Panchakarma, you can send me an email or contact me in any of the regular ways. My own teacher, Atreya Smith, felt that for many of us, Purva Karma was a good start to working with toxins in the body. Even just with that small little run-in, you might find that you're feeling a little bit motivated or your interest is tweaked in this small big word, detox. I'm not really sure if I like it personally myself. I feel like it sounds like such a big event, and it should be something that's annual in our lives. Mainly, it's like cleaning out our cupboards. And as much as it is a big faux pas in podcasting to give a timeline to things, we are here in July in Ireland, and summertime is taken really seriously in Ireland, thank goodness. It's like a halt to the indoors life because we have the long summer evenings until 11 p.m. towards the end of June. And then the nighttime starts to creep in slowly but surely earlier. And so it allows everyone to embrace the outdoors much more, no matter what the weather is. And they say here, go on, let's suck it up and bring our all-weather gear. Does anyone remember the builder's holidays? Gosh, are they still a thing? Back in the day, oh, when I was much younger, the first 2 weeks of August was like a shutdown of life as we knew it. All builders and anything to do with building would set down their tools and craft and stop working for 14 days. It literally was wild because the country became silent. In the early years, it was always staycations, literally everyone staying at home in their own house and having day trips. And it worked so well back then, more or less for 2 weeks or 2.5 weeks rest for the whole country. It was a great time to slow down for so many of us, which itself is a detoxification practice all on its own, called more like rejuvenation therapy or palliation. Once again, the body and inner mind know what is best for us when we listen. Detoxification with yoga and Ayurveda, at least in this July, we are in some vague place of dancing with Julia, one step in and one step out again, learning to dance for this unforeseen ball. And microscopically, life continues, the microcosm versus macrocosm, and we each mirror the health and wellness globally and minutely, stepping in and stepping out again, like waltzing enthusiasts in time with one another. And if one steps out of line, it's not too bad, but if a few step out of line, it can be put the whole system into chaos until finally we find a similar rhythm again. Detoxification can be a bit like this. We're trying to find the steps that work for us, to find our internal rhythm. Most of us can use a good detoxification process. That's actually a hard word to say, at least once a year. And we just start with the basic few steps. The important step is to plan your environment. Where are you going to do it? Obviously, at home. I always encourage people to bring it home. And we're talking about what's in your kitchen cupboards, which really tells a lot. Those little surprises that we love to push into a corner because we just don't have the time or inclination to be dealing with all that stuff. Especially looking into the little nooks and crannies of the herb and spices cupboard. Do you have any of that five spice that is 12 years old, sitting still sealed and unused? Time to consider perhaps throwing out any of those old, unused, barely used, or not even sure what that is. I always think it's going to be like mace or the Cajun spice that you bought and then you read the ingredients and it was like 93% salt and hardly any flavoring. And it's a real thing because I did that. So anything that's in your cupboard for more than 6 months and not used, their prana is really going to be deficient. And the purpose of taking herbs is because it's actually the, unless it's leaves, if it's seed, the seed is actually the strongest element of prana from herbs and spices. And if they've lost their color, they've lost their pitta, so they've dried out too much and their flavor will be deficient. So it's time to say goodbye to storing old stuff that gives no life to your meals. That's a big step, really. And then you need to consider the flow of your support system. So the reason to start early, even thinking of it and making a date, is because you get time to do these adjustments slowly but surely and consider them. So can you consider learning ways to breathe better and simple practices to enhance your life that need to be used over a good term of about 3 months of detoxification to help support your body and mind? Panchakarma is short term. It's like a month to 6 or 8 weeks. And that's kind of a really strong process to help remove disease. But there's a month before and a month after, or 2 weeks before and 2 weeks after. So here, if you're doing just a gentle detox that's really slow and progressive, what you're doing is you're really looking into your patterns and your behaviors, finding the source and the reasoning for them. Journaling can be really good as a part of the process, and it doesn't have to be like writing a page. It's just maybe a sentence or two every day. Maybe keep it somewhere where they can write it down in the kitchen, because we're often kind of standing around waiting for something to be cooked or the kettle to boil. It could be good to maybe get a check-in with someone. Perhaps you're doing it with someone else, or you have a mentor, a teacher, or a therapist that you're working with. Supporting your own practice practice, whatever it is. Yoga is great, and Tai Chi, because they move the joints. These practices help to press the toxins out of the joints. That's actually one of its key things for Vata dosha. So the clicks and clacks of our joints, that's actually pressing Vata out. And these are all just small things to consider as you begin perhaps this idea of detoxification process. Can often start as a simple process of eating more fruit and reducing things we feel we love. Through Ayurveda, it can become exhilarating and enticing because there's all these little additions that will support you. And because the wisdom is so old, it has a lot of value because it's really taking in the spirit of the person, the attitude, the mentality, and finding ways to work with the whole being. And even though we might be excited to be on a detoxification process, it's quite funny because as much as it is wonderful to start, it's hard to do and it's really hard to sustain. And why? Why do we find it hard to do something good for our body and our mind? You know, every day doing something that really benefits us. And basically, it's because it's hard to leave behind what we know. It's hard to let go of what's comfortable. Humans don't like change, and they dislike change as much as cats. And cats hate change. If you've ever moved house and you have a cat, I know some people don't like cats, but this is just a little story. Your cat will come with you and you'll bring the cat to the house, and you'll keep the cat in the house for a few weeks to try and get it used to the house, and suddenly someone might go outside and the cat escapes. And 4 weeks later, you hear from your old neighbor that your wily old cat has made its way back to your old home, and the cat is wondering where on earth its dinner is. That's just like us. Just as we get to week three or at the end of week four in our detoxification process, we want to bail out and go home. Back to what we know makes us feel like the person we were, or the cat we'd like to be. This is episode 101. That's really exciting. If you are enjoying it, give it a rating and a review. There's links below to find out where you can review. The reviews are great to help draw people to listen. Where we have come from is familiar, and so it's hard to let go of. Our past accumulations served us well and bring us to this point in our life. But some part of you is asking questions. And even if you do find yourself back home with the same old familiar cozy, comfy sensory delights, there is that part of you that heard the question and wanted to feel the excitement or joy. That part of you was asking this tremendous question of dawning, is this it? And this would be a very hard question to silence, no matter how many times we start and stop a detoxification process, whether you call it a diet, whether you call it practicing something and giving it up, some part of you is seeking. And we can mute it for as long as we like, but it will continue to arrive. It's the internal wellspring of happiness asking you questions. So although you may feel a seed of interest in detoxing the body for whatever reason, and it's often an accumulation of many things stacking up on top of each other, it really is your mind that's the most vital component for any form of success. And to be honest, I really do not like using success as a word when it comes to yoga and Ayurveda, because no matter what way you see it, success always comes with its twin sibling, failure. And success is a word that creates stress because it's comparing things. I prefer to use tangible goals, like sleeping better, remembering your dreams, not remembering your dreams, memory improving, waking easily, clothes are more comfortable, laughing more, breathing better, moving better, less pain, less thinking of the past, more of thinking of being here, And even if there are plenty of no responses initially, they are a measure that's about affirming what we seek in our life. And for most of us, it's happiness, contentment, and sharing with others our gifts as much as we receive from them. Ayurveda knows we need to work with the mind to help the body change. If the mind is wavering and not really invested in creating what we really want, or what we think we really want, then we have to revisit our reasons and go back to basics. A lot of people start with food because it's a tangible thing. But starting with food, you also need to ask your questions. The way we eat, why we eat, how we eat, and looking at our quantities and asking these questions. Do I need this much? Doshically, when a kapha type receives only a small amount of food on a plate, they aren't that bothered. Because food for kapha isn't the big thing. Food for kapha is another way of love. But really, they're looking for the emotional love. They're the Mother Earthy people or Father Earthy people. It's the Pitta types that find portion control is really not welcome because they're the ones that want their own control. And when out of balance, the control is often even more important. So they will not like their portions being measured. Vatas won't mind one way or the other because their focus must be regulating their life more than anything else. And regulation for Vata is like a penance. After 10 days, Vata needs support of some kind or another and probably doesn't even seek the support because really one moment it's all invested. Next thing, she says, I ain't bothered. Yoga and Ayurveda on detoxification is simple. Work with your mind. As if it is the frame for the view you want to see unfolding in your life. If you see detox as a suffering, then the whole time is spent with less, with removing what you really want, with someone taking something away from you. It's a strain, isn't it? It becomes a bane and a thorn in your side. I really don't think we're going to stick with it. Detoxification is not so much about the body because yoga and Ayurveda, we see the body as a solid manifestation coming from the five elements in our mind. So if it's coming from our mind, if our body is coming from our mind, it's our mind we start with. And we can always refer back to the personal experiences we all had as children. You do remember in school where you'd have a fast for 24 hours. I don't even know if they do that anymore. But like that was such a drama. Or for Lent, and I know there's Ramadan as well, but when I think of Lent, it's like it's such a throwback when I was younger. And it really is a wonderful annual practice to clear the body and mind, specifically for the sake of strengthening the presence of our spirit because of the belief system that is held for Lent. And I recall distinctly as a young adult that it was eagerly awaited so that I would really eat as much chocolate as possible beforehand. This actually was increasing my attachment to the chocolate or whatever it may have been for anyone. Of course, Lent for me only lasted as long as the quote fast unquote did. And I can tell you it only lasted like 10 days to 2 weeks. It never worked because I was determined that it should be a suffering rather than learning something new. But I finally see that it's a mental process more often than not in my quest to feel better in all aspects of my being. And the question I keep asking myself is, what do I really need? So taking this beautiful saying, I think I said it last week, which is a lot of my mantra. You are what your deep driving desire is. As your desire is, so is your will. As your will is, so is your deed. As your deed is, so is your destiny. From the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. I'm sure that's not how to say it, but I do my best. So I must begin to question what it is I seek. And do I really need that? And why am I seeking it? When the answers arrive, it's not to bring judgment to them. It's to allow the answers to continue to come because you're looking for the source. Through Ayurveda, any disease process, we're trying to go back to the source of it. Even if it's karmic, even if it's come through the family, or it's come from an accident, is to find the source of where it came from. And then, how do we live with it if it's a chronic illness? Do I really need this or that to feel better? Or does this thing I love to take into my body, does it have an after effect that brings up and opens a space for some old emotion or thought process to show up again and again, such as sadness or doubt, self-internalized anger or self-sabotage, loss or depression, anxiety, sleep problems? A lot of what we bring into our senses bring up this space to allow old stuff to sit with us. Overthinking that polarizes you, too much spontaneity, such as YOLO, or you only live once. Do any of these make sense to you, that you do things for a certain reason, and those reasons reflect in your body? What you give your senses is your choice, and it's clear and simple. Wild, isn't it? It's not like you're trying to blame yourself for stuff. It's to really allow yourself to be the way you are, and enjoy it, that you find something to overthink about, that you have something that creates anxiety, and you understand now why you have this anxiety. I mean, it's not the most outrageous thinking ever, but it does give us back a sense of looking after ourselves. I am responsible for how I feel about myself. I am responsible for how I dress, and it means I'm also responsible for how I see the world and how I dress up my world or how I dress it down. No one can take that from me. Whatever health I have, it's mine, and I'm so happy to be able to do whatever I can to be happier with what I have every day. Detoxification with the help of yoga and Ayurveda is living your best life. Detoxification with the help of yoga and Ayurveda is loving your only life. Although through yoga and Ayurveda, you do have other lives, past and future, but this is your life right now. And yes, there is more to come on this subject specific to what you need to be supported, which I'm really excited about. This is just one small episode on detoxification, the practices of detoxification called Purvakarma, the precursor to Panchakarma. It's coming to my clinic, one of my specialties in my new Ayurvedic wellness clinic. So keep an ear out. There'll be special offers for listeners. I think I've set you a lot of questions there, so you might have to re-listen to it again. Maybe set a date in your calendar. Maybe decide what your reasons are for detoxification, and I do think journaling can really help. You don't need to write a lot down. It's just to answer those questions. And what do you really need? Like, do you really need all that butter on your toast? Do you really need all that kale? Can you maybe have something a little bit heavier, or oil on your kale will make kale easier to digest, but not too much oil either. I love any comments. You can always get me on the Instagram, The Dosha Life. And I have started something new. In the show notes, you can support the podcast by clicking on the link, Buy Me a Cup of Coffee. And all that does is it sends a little bit of support, which is great because it's just me running it. It's me with the production, as you can hear the tractor probably outside. And also sharing it to anyone you know. If you enjoy any of the episodes, contacting me if you want any more details, or if you have an interest in a subject, because this series is once again one that's just sort of coming up slowly but surely. Yeah, thank you so much for joining me today, and I look forward to chatting to you. Okay, time to go. Bye for now. Here you will find Monday's meditations, Tuesday's episodic series, Friday's relaxations, interviews with very cool people. There's spiels from Kelly, that's me, on bits that she forgot to say, very normal, or has to say. And Kelly's own are surprise bits and things that you need to know. If you want to help, the best thing to do is download the episodes. Subscribe, follow, rate, review, all help. But for now, I look forward to chatting to you in the next episode.